Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Another quick rant of truth with me, Tyson Harley, on the scales of truth. This morning, just another example. If you didn't know already, just put it in your memory banks over if you haven't given up on TV news, you need to. You've got to start understanding if there's any power and control involved, then their ability to do anything except just repeat information that they've been given, to just merely read an announcement from somebody who wants that power and control, without question, their ability to just read the announcement and not question it is unlimited. So this morning's information, as I'm accidentally watching NBC morning news, because I know it's not worth it. I know it doesn't tell me anything, but here and there, I'll leave it on for a moment and in 60 seconds see yet another example why. So this morning, I'm just retuning my TV for digital channels because I've moved the antenna. I moved the TV. I'm using a different antenna. I want to see whether it's going to pick up a certain channel that comes out. So it's looking for all of them. Lands on NBC Morning News. I see the announcement that, oh, by the way, the blah, blah, blah variant. I'm not going to say its name because prior to 2020, we never knew the variants. That would be in deep Trivial Pursuit illness category knowledge. It wouldn't be headline inducing. The closest we got is it could be a bad flu season, and nobody knew the details. They just knew that hopefully those folks who put together the flu vaccine made the ingredients to apply to the ones that are most likely going to get us. And hopefully that's the one that tries to get you, if anything does, because then you've given the vaccine. Nobody knew which ones were involved. And so I'm not going to say the name. So the latest one is worthy of forced testing on anybody coming from a foreign country, even as the same demon Fearchi also says. But the good news is it's not very dangerous. It looks like it's not very dangerous. But in the same breath, yes, we cannot accept anybody from foreign countries. And so that was the one. That's nonsense. It's nonsense. The land of the free and the home of the brave now shuts down their borders over a flu variant that the president, the acting president, Demon Fearchi, who should be in jail for going against the previous president's orders of not doing gain-of-function research. And that gain-of-function research, which was published less than a year after the prohibition, November 15, is where the spike proteins came from, because they literally say we added spike proteins to a mouse backbone. That person should be in prison. Instead, he's the chief advisor for this idiot president who has said now, that, oh, I see him more than my wife. Sometimes it seems like he's the president. So this same idiot who says two contradictory things, luckily the good news is it doesn't seem to be very dangerous, and also advises the president to shut down, do force testing on anybody come in from a foreign country, to violate the sanctity of everybody coming into our borders. Land of the free, home of the brave. You know, give me the Statue of Liberty saying. I'm not going to get into it. I'll probably screw it up, you know. And also, you better take this nasal swab up your nose, even though it's not for this variant. We have no idea. If you're a quote positive, if we've knocked the sensitivity up to 42 so that it can catch dead nucleotides, then you may have gotten it and may have gotten over it. It's dead nucleotides, period, at that type of sensitivity. Anything above 35, it's dead nucleotides, period, says Demon Fauci. So if we knock the sensitivity above 36, which almost all of them have been, we don't really know if you have it or if you killed it off easily, or it could be just artifacts. And we certainly don't know if it's the blah, blah, blah variant. We have no idea because we don't have a test for that. But yes, we will both say that we have a test that doesn't work for that. But also that you will be tested if you come into the country. And then also that it's not very dangerous. Land of the free, home of the brave. But then on top of that, they say this breathless reporter who must say something from outside the studio for some unknown reason. I mean, if you're just going to repeat things and not address the elephant in the room questions of those who have been critical, then why did you need to leave the studio? Why couldn't they just say it? Well, stop. Stop with your illusory look, we're out on site. Why? All you're doing is repeating stuff, and you're repeating nonsense. You can repeat nonsense from the studio, buddy. We don't need to throw it to Jim, who's somewhere else for some unknown reason. So the next thing is, but the big thing is, because we don't want to end with, yeah, we're shutting down the airport, in essence, over any for anybody who's positive for a not very dangerous variant. We don't want to end on that. So we go, but the Delta, blah, blah, blah. 1,500 people died on Friday alone for the Delta. You've got no test for the Delta. You're a liar. You're a liar. You're probably going, well, did you test positive? Or did they test positive in the last 30 days before their death? Well, then we'll assume they died from a coronavirus, and we'll also have to assume it's Delta. Where does a protocol come from? Because there is no test for Delta. No PCR testing has been thrown out there for Delta. Nearly all of the deaths were among the unvaccinated. Liar. Liar. You're a liar. You're just repeating statements. You're a liar. And there was no, they don't even feel the urge at the pit of their stomach to go, that doesn't seem honest. I should probably try to address the idea, or someone should follow up. Well, what about that? We're not going to read it because we're not supposed to read it. We don't want to read it because it's critical. But I've heard people say there's a study that says, if you get the Delta, you're just as likely to get high viral load whether or not you're vaccinated or not. It has no effect on viral load. What do you say? What say you about almost all were unvaccinated who got the Delta? Nobody answers that question, and he doesn't address it. Nobody asks it. He doesn't come to think of it. The people in the studio, that's good information. That's as far as they go. Oh, that's serious stuff. They're not going to question anything. What about the study that said if you get the Delta, it doesn't matter if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, you get the same viral load? Okay, the reason this is important is because if you are talking apples to apples, which I have to assume for these purposes, then the only variable is viral load as to whether or not you get a serious case among a group of people. I'm talking a study. If you have controlled your study properly, if you have built it right, you're talking about the collective, so that it is apples to apples for a given person, it's apples to apples. Now, then their individual case is whether or not they get a serious case, everything else considered. But we have a study that says whether or not you're vaccinated or not, if you get a Delta, you're just as likely to build up a viral load. Any particular viral load is just as likely vaccinated or not, which means you're just as likely to build up a high viral load. It is other factors that affect that, not whether you're vaccinated. It is your general immunity, it is your age, it is your whatever, it is your co-conditions. It is not whether you're vaccinated or not. And therefore, what the only correlation has to be to death, how much virus you get built up into your system. If you're controlling out the rest of the factors and you built your study enough, okay, you built your study good enough, then the only factor is for whether or not you have a bad case and a severe case and then a deadly case is how much viral load you build up. So it's a lie, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot overstate the amount of misinformation you'll get if you just watch the alleged news, the news programming, nothing broadcasting company. If you watch them, you will be completely misinformed. You are going to be more informed because you're going to remember basic biology if instead you just stare at the wall. If you watch NBC programming, or they even go to the science guy, is talk to the science people who had to be out of the studio for some reason, you will be misinformed merely through repetition compared to doing nothing. All right, that's my case study. Thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley. You can catch me on Chemology 411 as well as here on the Scales of Truth. Remember, yes, my native platform, if you will, is Audio Boom, but it's definitely over This podcast is over there on Spotify and some others as well. So if you go to Audio Boom, you will see where all it goes. So thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley.